CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. China, the manufacturing hub of the world's demands these last decades. And now, editorial in the Wall Street Journal. Apple's warning about China business. Subhead, shareholders are going to want to know how companies are diversifying risk from the People's Republic. I welcome Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we welcome Alan Tonelson, who's our guide on manufacturing and trade, especially watching the major companies adjust to the circumstances in China. Gordon, you tell me that Tim Cook, the head of Apple, who indicated several days ago that they're looking to diversify their manufacturing at the Foxconn plant on the China mainland. Tim Cook was in Arizona. What was the event, Gordon?
The event was President Biden basking in the glory of TSMC, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, the world's largest maker of the sophisticated chips, starting their second plant in Arizona. And by the way, there are reports that Tim Cook told TSMC that they had to make chips in the United States. And I'll just mention this tidbit, that TSMC founder Morris Chang actually yesterday is quoted in the Nikkei Asia as saying, quote, "Globalization is almost dead and free trade is almost dead." Well, I think that after Morris Chang heard from Tim Cook, it was clear that free trade, globalization, that was all yesterday's story, and it's not coming back.
Alan, good evening. This is the high end, TSMC, Apple, the corporation whose stock is held worldwide by the widows and orphans and bankers of the world watching all of this. Is this story right now, Apple's diversifying at long last, is this a story that's spreading through all of manufacturing? Are we seeing friendshoring, onshoring, and a new trend?
Hi, John, and hi, Gordon. And certainly this is a major inflection point, given the fact that Apple has been such a major production and job offshore to China for so long, especially while Tim Cook, before becoming CEO, was Apple's supply chain genius. He was the fellow who figured out how to turn China into a massive global production base for the company. And of course, that's long been one of the big keys to Apple's outsized profits and Apple's outsized stock performance. But there's no question now that Tim Cook has read not only the public relations handwriting on the wall, he's reading the financial and bottom line handwriting on the wall too. And that massive production fall off at Apple subcontractor Foxconn's factory in Zhengzhou just before Christmas has clearly told him that he can't afford to experience these kinds of setbacks again. And I find it very striking that there has been absolutely no pushback from the company whatever against that first Wall Street Journal article a few days ago reporting that the company had planned to speed up its diversification of production from China.
Gordon, you have a question for Alan.
Alan, Apple has been thinking for quite some time about reducing its China risk, but actually had done very little. It moved a little bit of iPad production to Vietnam, but that was about it. It seems that with the shortage of iPhone 14s, this is not going to be a very Merry Christmas for Apple shareholders or for Tim Cook. Just to look at where you see Apple's future in terms of manufacturing, where do you think it'll go? India? Mexico, back to the United States, or maybe just stay in China?
From that Wall Street Journal article from a few days ago, which seems to me to be by far the most authoritative source of information we have, Apple itself has decided that by some point down the road, it wasn't specified when, it's going to be assembling up to 45% of all the iPhones that it makes in India. Apparently, Vietnam is going to get some of that assembly too, but will be used primarily for increased production of other Apple products. I haven't heard much about, if anything, about Apple moving production to Mexico, but the fact that it's going to be coordinating its business so closely with that new TSMC factory complex in Arizona tells me that Mexico might get some new orders, some new opportunities from Apple in the not too distant future.
Alan, I mentioned my Black & Decker handheld drill, a lithium-ion battery, all made in China, that I got to plant my tulips. I mentioned that because it's not high-end. It's mass-produced. Mm-hmm. Is that going to move as well? Are we looking at CEOs now being judged by their boards on the basis of anticipating the shutdown of China?
We haven't seen any concrete evidence of contemplated moves like that. But once again, I feel confident that we will before too long. And the reason is that for those less sophisticated products, there are less complicated supply chains involved. There's a lower skill level of worker and also manager involved, and therefore they are even better candidates for movement into other low-income countries. Probably not much at all to the United States, a process that's called reshoring, but certainly there's going to be a lot more friendshoring of those relatively labor-intensive goods, just like your gardening tool.
Gordon, you have a question.
Alan, I didn't read Morris Chang's second sentence. Let me do that now and get your reaction. After he said that globalization and free trade are dead or almost dead, he then said, quote, "A lot of people still wish they would come back, but I don't think they will come back." What is your reaction about the future of globalization?
To me, Morris Chang's comments are extremely important because for years now, ever since it became clear that China had escalated its campaign to achieve at least dominance over Taiwan, Morris Chang has been arguing pretty vigorously that we can't abandon the current and still reigning version of globalization. And to hear him change his tune, to me, that's a big straw in the wind, and I have a feeling that we're going to hear more remarks like this from more corporate chiefs, again, before too long, because the enormous problems, the enormous and growing problems of doing business in China have become so difficult to soft pedal.
Alan, you've been a guide on this for many years about the risk of manufacturing in China. So in our final 30 seconds, are you encouraged by these events?
I'm extremely encouraged, and in particular, not because I expect many of these companies to be leaving China wholesale, but it seems very clear to me that there are almost no big multinational firms anywhere, with some exceptions in Germany, that have been putting significant new investment into China. That seems to be off the corporate planning table for the time being, and that marks a major turning point.
Alan Tonelson blogs at Reality Check. He's at Alan Tonelson. Gordon's at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,